This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by two terrific speakers from Trinity Health System. Trinity Health is one of the great faith-based systems in the country. We're going to talk today about this combination or the impact and experience of clinical excellence with marketing communications and how these two areas increasingly overlap and are so important to actually pursuit of great clinical excellence. We've got with us Julie Washington, who's the Chief Marketing Officer and Experience Officer at Trinity Health, and Dr. Daniel Roth, who's the Chief Clinical Officer. Let me ask each of you to introduce yourself. Julie, let me ask you to introduce yourself first, and then Dr. Roth, I'll ask you to do the same. Julie?
Thank you, Scott. It's a pleasure to be here. I am Julie Washington, and my responsibilities within Trinity Health are twofold. The first is to lead our marketing, digital, and our internal and external communications across our full system, which has 92 hospitals, as well as 113 continuing care locations. Coupled with that, I also am responsible for creating the strategy and the plan around how we create and deliver a fully integrated and inclusive care experience. And so what I bring to Trinity is a career around being a marketing and sales leader in CPG and retail. And so I'm happy to be here in healthcare as well as with Trinity Health.
Fantastic. And Dr. Roth, let me ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you, Scott. And it's great to be with you. And so Dan Roth, I serve as the Chief Clinical Officer here at Trinity Health. I'm a primary care internist by background. I've been in faith-based healthcare since 2007, and I've been with Trinity for the last 6 years. And in my role, it really is about how do we take the clinical enterprise that's core to Trinity Health and making sure that we're living into our mission and helping us to achieve our vision and really living our promise every day and serving our communities, our colleagues, and our patients. So that's how do I bring all those pieces and how do we bring those pieces together to really realize that value for people? That's what I do every day.
And let me start with you, and then I'll transition over to Julie on the first question. First question is, you talk about healthcare clinical excellence, and I'll start here. You're the physician on the podcast with us today, and then we'll transfer to Julie, who's got just as important a role, really, in the long run, in how this works. But talk to us about how does healthcare clinical excellence and sort of social media and marketing, how do these things increasingly relate? How do you tie those two together, Dr. Roth?
Well, I think they relate a great deal, right? And Julie and I spend a lot of time making sure that we're closely interacting to make that happen. So obviously, in my role, we spend a lot of time thinking about what are we doing to making sure care is safe as we work to achieve zero harm, making sure that we're communicating and helping people achieve their health goals. And so what we know is that we have to marry the clinical leadership and our clinicians and the knowledge and information they have, but carrying forth the messages that are clear and understandable and communicating in a way, whether it's using social media or any other channel, in a way that we're getting our message out there in a way that people are receiving it, that it's clear and understandable and impactful. And so that's where I believe really the synergy exists is the clinical content that my team and our caregivers have is really married up with the expertise that Julie's team has around how do you clearly communicate? How do we make sure that is reaching all the people it needs to do it in a way that's going to have the most impact? And that's really where I think the synergy really lives. And it starts with Julie and me, and we talk nearly every day to achieve that. But really, you know, throughout the organization, our teams are working together every day. There's a person on Julie's team who comes to all of my team meetings. So they're understanding what we're trying to accomplish in the realm of clinical excellence and where our areas of focus and needs and challenges are. And we're at Julie's team service to making sure that they have access to our clinical input as they're framing messages and that delivery.
Julie, Trinity has one of the best jobs of any system in the country of treating the underserved and the well-served both, really do an incredible job. How important is it on the media and marketing side to make sure you're connecting deeply into different communities, segmenting markets, touching different markets to make sure that different communities are getting the health care they need so you could truly pursue clinical excellence?
So I think it's all about how and who we are. Trinity Health, we're anchored in a mission that's about serving together in a very compassionate and a transformative way. And so being a partner in health, we truly understand all of the social determinants of health that have an impact. And our history, independent and now collectively as Trinity Health, has been all about how do we care for those that are most vulnerable and even those who are underserved in our communities. And so our commitment moves beyond just sort of the health disparities that have come from inequities or even systemic racism to saying together we're going to have to address this. And so with Dr. Ross and the full clinical team, we have to start there by showing how we lead at our system level to know then how do we lead more effectively and I'll call it more individualized at our community and patient level. And so core to that is all about collaborating and making sure we're listening to each other internally and listening to the people that partner with us in the community and the people that we're seeking to serve. And so marketing is really just the storyteller. I'm here to make sure I get the facts right. And Dr. Ross and his team are very good at ensuring we are in alignment around what we say and then ensure that that story is told in a very compelling way, but in a way that's appropriate to the audiences that we're seeking to reach.
I mean, you, Julie, increasingly view the role as this great balance of roles of trying to communicate with your audiences and then making sure that you've got the support and backup from clinical to actually deliver the services that you want the community to have, that you want people to have. I mean, it must be sort of a great role and really outside of a siloed type of opportunity or situation.
It is a very good role. I'm not sure if any other system has combined MarCom with the customer experience and then that there is a true intentional structure and relationship built on the clinical side. The operations, yes, but not always clinical. And so Dr. Roth is right. We spend a lot of time daily in conversations, but we're intentional about how we structured our interfaces to ensure that the collaboration and the intended and needed messages and connections are being made so that we just don't have mishaps and misstatements where we could have done better. And so that could look like throughout this pandemic, the public information officer is on our communications team, but she is just as much on the clinical team. And so she helps then orchestrate a group of other marketing and communication directors every week and in the height of the pandemic, every day around what we were saying, what are our guidelines. And so it's great when you can reach across the aisle, if you will, and ensure that they are listening to you, you're listening to them, and that we really, really are serving together on what we say is the mission for the common good.
And Dr. Roth, let me ask you this question. Julie, thank you. And particularly in a public health crisis like the pandemic, but going forward basis too, talk about how important is that this bridge between communications, external communications, marketing, and clinical excellence and clinical leadership. Talk about the importance of that bridge.
Well, I think the pandemic has really brought that to the fore, right? So the good news is we walked into the pandemic with that relationship that Julie and I are talking about and those connection points and that collaboration. But as we launched into the pandemic came to us last year, right, then as we built out what we call our COVID response team, right, that interaction between the clinical excellence teams and the marketing communications team was already there. It most recently manifest around how do we roll out the vaccine. So we knew even as of last summer, as we began to plan for the vaccine, that this was the number one way we would end the pandemic and that it was the most important public health endeavor we would take on maybe in our lifetimes. And so, but we also knew that that messaging and that communication would be critical for a number of stakeholders, our colleagues and our caregivers who will be communicating within their communities and to their patients about the importance of the vaccine, to our patients and their families, and then also within our communities, particularly with our communities of color who were disproportionately impacted by the vaccine or by the pandemic, sorry. And so that process really, that was a great opportunity for us to realize that value. And so as we created a multi-channel communication process, whether it was email communications and websites, whether it was town halls, and we did town halls for our colleagues, for our patients, for our friends and family, and their and our colleagues, family members, whether it was social media, that really, that collaboration between clinical and marketing communication really served us extensively well to be able to get our message out there, to give people the right information at the right time so they can make the right decision and feel safe and comfortable getting the vaccine. That's really been a great opportunity for us that we will build on after the pandemic. It may even be worth, Julie could spend a couple of minutes talking about how we've really focused that on our focus on community health and for communities of color where we know there's even a greater hesitancy in the vaccine. We've had some intentionality in partnership with Julie's team to address that.
Thanks, Dan. I'll add to it that the bridge is about how you connect two separate things together so that we can actually move forward, right? That's what a bridge does, it allows you to pass. And so the specifics, if you were thinking as a marketing and communications team, we knew that people were staying home and dying from non-COVID-related health situations. And so we needed to talk with our clinicians about the readiness of how do we emerge from what was sort of surge one into a way where we could talk about we're open and don't delay in coming back in. We also needed to allay any fears that were there about the safety of coming in. And so we had a campaign that we called Pledge to Protect. And it was to ensure that you knew no matter what your reality was, then you could come to Trinity Health and know that someone was there that could care for you in a safe way, from the COVID-free zones that we had to making sure we protected those who were patients and those who were seeking to visit. And then now we've moved forward and what are those service lines that we should focus on? And that's totally derived by the input from our clinicians and physicians to help us understand the need of the community, but also the availability of our staff to be able to provide the care that's needed in the various communities.
So, Julie and Dan, it's magnificent what you're doing in trying to connect these two. It's so important to actually deliver healthcare in a great way for so many reasons. Take a moment and just give us a little background on how you both got to the spot where you're doing this impactful work at Trinity. Julie, just a little bit on your background and how you ended up here. It's fascinating for me to hear what you're trying to do, what Trinity is trying to accomplish. Trinity is one of the great faith-based institutions. It's one of the places that's known for being, for really trying to take care of underserved communities. So it's a pleasure for me always to visit with people in Trinity Health. But Julie, give us a sense of how did you end up in this role? And then Dan, same with you. How did you, a little bit of the career background, how you ended up where you're at today?
Sure. I guess I would say it's a calling, maybe not in the same way that someone inside of the healthcare arena had a calling, but my personal brand is about serving others. And it took me on a path where I was pre-med. So I've had a love for science and for healing and for caring. But from a career standpoint, I started actually in pet food. So I was caring for those that we call the extension of our family of dogs and cats. And I spent 12 years doing the CPG side of work. And so I have a full appreciation for brand's promise, brand's position in the messaging, and the importance of that delivery of educating, but also attracting people to, you know, the product or service that you're offering. And so I've spent my career from the retail side as well as the CPG side. And I had the good fortune that when I was in my last search, I received this call. And I was elated because now it allowed me to marry experiences and knowledge that I had inside of retail from a consumerism standpoint, B2B, B2C. I could now add that to, I think, an organization that was ready to think differently, innovatively, transformatively about healthcare. And so here I am in Michigan with Trinity Health.
And take a moment. You had mentioned that creating the brand, creating the mission, to me, Trinity stands for something, and it comes from having watched Trinity over the years. But what is that? If you had an intentionality about what the brand of Trinity stands for. Is that articulate? Can you articulate that? Is that easy to articulate?
Yeah, so the simple, consistent theme of our mission is core about serving together. And when you look at the full mission, it's about serving in the spirit of the gospel. So that adds a dimension about our Catholic heritage when then we say we're committed around our values. So our values are not, I'll call it the standard corporate values. We include a commitment to those who are poor. That's part of the gospel. And we talk about justice and stewardship and even reverence, that it's important that each person receives the care that they need and to do it in a way that shows integrity and respect for who they are. So I would say that it's two words, but you have to fully appreciate the power of service and about unity, because we're bringing everybody into the house of Trinity when we talk about those that we are in communion with. And that's just who we are as a Catholic system.
Well, the brilliance of what you've articulated is that it's very much how an outsider perceives Trinity in watching Trinity. So it seems to ring true with the integrity of the system as well as to what the intentionality is. So thank you for sharing that. Dan, could you take a moment? You serve as chief clinical officer. I didn't realize that Trinity now has 95 hospitals and so forth, clinical excellence. Talk a little bit about your career and how you ended up where you are in what you do with Trinity.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. I'm happy to. So for me, and reflecting on Julie's answer, right, it speaks to our complementary backgrounds. Really, I think it also builds to the power of the partnership. But so for me, it began as a primary care provider in practice. So as a primary care internist, every day, while it was great work and I loved every minute of it and wouldn't trade it for the world, came to the realization that for really to change healthcare and to have an impact on a broader level, I needed to take the opportunity to really take on a different role and to be able to make a difference, to make it easier for those same primary care providers to be able to do the right thing for their patients, to serve, to make it easier. And so I came and I was attracted to come to Trinity Health, building on Julie's point, because you know we have a vision that says we'll be the most trusted health partner for life. And so how do you really think about it? As a primary care physician, that really resonated with me about how can we actually make that a reality? How can we make that a thing that people feel that's different about healthcare? And in building on it further, I specifically came to work because of Trinity's commitment about making healthcare affordable, right? Our commitment to value-based care and alternative payment models was actually the primary driver that brought me here, because I think it is one of the ways that we'll transform healthcare in America. We have to make it affordable for everybody, but especially for those that are under-resourced, poor, and vulnerable. And so that was a second attraction to me about Trinity Health. And then thirdly, really manifests in our promise now, which is how do we make it easier for people? How do we partner? How do we listen? And so I think what I love about my role and what brought me to Trinity Health and goes all the way back to as a primary care physician, what was it that kept me from being able to do the best work every day? And I think one of the great things about Trinity Health and hopefully what I make a small difference in is making it easier for that to happen every day for our caregivers, for our physicians, but most importantly for our patients and communities, because we're trying to make a difference and really transform healthcare for the better, living into that mission, that vision, and that promise.
Thank you very much, Dr. Roth, Julie Washington. What a pleasure to visit with you. It's for me, it's a great pleasure to speak to health systems that are so clearly so compassionate and concerned about treating our entire community, not just niches within the community. So just a great pleasure to visit with both of you. You represent a great system, and we obviously love what you're accomplishing and trying to accomplish here with this collaboration between clinical excellence and communications, marketing, and so forth. Julie and Dan, thank you very much for joining the Becker's Healthcare Podcast today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.